COVID-19 exposed many issues with Australia's health system, with poor risk assessment, over-reliance on international supply chains, and reactive policymaking being three of its major characteristics. These problems are not yet resolved, and there are even suggestions that Australia is less prepared now than it was pre-COVID to dealing with pandemics. I asked John Blackburn, Chairman for the Institute of Integrated Economics Research Australia, what the Institute aims to achieve.
With the Institute, it's a sister organisation to one that was in Europe. I was on their board. They were looking at future risks to society, particularly economic. In our case, we go a little bit broader and we're asking ourselves about Australia's resilience. So security is often thought of about being defence or counter-terrorism or cyber. We try to look at a bit broader than that and what could impact our way of life and security and well-being as a nation. And so the last couple of years, we've run a series of workshops, produced a number of reports. We've had 250 domain experts working with us, all pro bono, to look at everything from our health system to energy, to the economy, industry, research, education, trust and social coherence being examples of our society, to ask ourselves, are we resilient? If not, what do we need to do about it?
Your organisation plays a vital role at a time when Australia and everywhere in the world really has been affected by the coronavirus. And I kind of wanted to get your idea on where do you think Australia are handling COVID? Are they in a situation where it's being something that is addressed but still ignored? Because this year was the first year Australia did not have a lockdown, but there does seem to be an emerging idea that we are becoming to disregard COVID as an actual problem that people face.
Absolutely. Look, the problem is this. Australia reacted well to it, but its reaction was as a result of failing to prepare. That's the bottom line. This pandemic was not a surprise to a lot of people who've been looking at risk and resilience issues for the last couple of decades. It's been predicted for a long time. Thankfully, the coronavirus pandemic has not been as severe in terms of death rates as was being predicted in the past. Now, that pandemic's probably still to come. But we ended up in a situation where, you know, at the start of the pandemic, we had something like 25% less hospital beds than the OECD average. We had only about 2,000 ICU beds. We imported 90% of our medicines and nearly all of our PPE. And we hadn't looked at our health system overall. We'd sort of done bits and pieces. And so at the start of the pandemic, and we have a report from the Victorian government that came out early 2020, at the start of the pandemic said their health system was in such a state they could not cope with what the potential impact of the pandemic was going to be. Probably a good reason why they reacted in Victoria like they did and basically shut down for a lot of the time. But when you look at all these indicators, we were fundamentally unprepared. We'd stuck our head in the sand as a country and just left it to industry and supply chains who are going to sort it out for us. And that is what we term strategic stupidity.
Well, I know that Australia, and particularly the Labor Party, had this big focus on how the Liberal government failed to prioritise vaccines. There were other health services as well. Why is it strategically stupid to rely on supply chains to keep health services running?
No, we will always rely on supply chains. But if you don't understand the risks of those supply chains, in other words, if you don't understand what the supply chain is, what it looks like, where the risks are, and work out what you can do to mitigate the risks, then you're being stupid. And the neoliberal approach of the previous government for about 9 years is a good example of being strategically stupid. So there is no risk assessment overall of the health system. There is no current risk assessment of the energy system. There is no national security strategy. There is no national security risk assessment. This is a situation we're in where we just go along and react. Now, yes, we will always be part of global supply chains. But where those supply chains are critical, we need to ask ourselves the question, is there a proportion of this supply that we should have under our control or produce in Australia? And for those areas that doesn't make sense economically or whatever reason, is the supply chain that we're using able to be trusted?
So going with the market, it seems to be the big problem. That means that we need more government intervention. What sort of policies need to be passed to do that?
So What we've argued, and it's not just in the health area, it's just about every area we look at. I do a lot of stuff in energy as well. Number one, do a risk assessment. Let's work out what are the risks that we face. So map out how these things work. Then what does it make sense for us to have so that our society can continue to function during a crisis, whether it's a pandemic or a war or something else? Then you can say, okay, well, what do we do about it?
John Blackburn, Chairman for the Institute of Integrated Economics Research Australia, speaking with me there.